Man seems to be running from things. Things are chasing him that belong to him. Not an easy thing to deal with. It's damn near nightmare time. All the things that he'd been trying to keep from thinking about there. Suddenly, chills start running up and down his spine. Sweat start popping out on his forehead. He doesn't think he's going to make it. Starting to feel a little bit uneasy. The worst thing he has decided, of course, are the eyes. There are two eyes that belong to every individual he passes, and every individual is watching him. Funny how he gives off these vibrations, perhaps, that makes everybody start to understand and watch him a little bit more closely. He's more than nervous now. It's almost nightmare time. Mouth is very, very... Chills start running up and down his spine, sweat popping out all over his forehead. Very, very uneasy. Not simple at all to deal with. And the worst thing is that everybody knows. Everybody down that dark alley, somewhere located between yesterday and tomorrow, everybody there knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Ain't no getting away from nothing if everybody knows. Landing on his shoulder now, perched somewhere between yesterday and tomorrow. Jones, see, everybody knows that, everybody knows, everybody knows, everybody knows. Jones coming down, chills up and down your spine. Jones coming down, sweat all over your forehead. Jones coming down, and the worst thing is that everybody knows.
A junkie walking through the twilight, and I'm on my way home. And I left 3 days ago, and no one seems to know I'm gone. Home is where the hatred is, and home is filled with pain, and it might not be so bad. I did.
Why you keep messing with that hell? I say, well,
hang on to your rosary beads and close your eyes and watch me die. Seems to me like, well, you keep saying, kick it, quit it, kick it, quit it. God, but you never tried. And all you got to do is turn your sick soul inside out, so that the world, so that the world, watch you die, watch you die. They want you to die. They don't love you like I love you.
I'm gonna need just a little bit of help here. I'd like to make a stop that's, well, not really close to here, but a little more local, and I'm sure an idea that is close to here. Last year on the bestseller list, you might have noticed there was a book by a man named John G. Fuller. And John G. Fuller had written a chronicle called We've Almost Lost Detroit. And it was a book that was written about an accident that took place at a place called the Enrico Fermi Power Center. The Enrico Fermi Power, Nuclear Power Development Center, of course, handles plutonium and nuclear fuel. And there was an accident there of such consequences that the people in charge were forced to call Washington and report. The report was, we've almost lost Detroit. As different issues emerge and so many things happen that we consider important, a lot of ideas get by. One idea that relates to the safety or lack of safety in terms of nuclear power plants is something that has a consequence or an effect on each and every one of our lives. We'd like to do a song for you called We've Almost Lost Detroit. Just 30 miles from Detroit, they've got a giant power station, and it ticks each night as the city sinks, or maybe seconds from annihilation. Yeah, but no one stopped to think about the people, how they would survive.